Well, it's 28 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 16th of Dhulqa'dah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Dhulqa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses 182 to 184. We are discussing Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, who is Khatibul Anbiya, that is the orator of the prophets and messengers, and he was sent to the people of Midian, and they were a people who were involved in commerce, finance, very, very well to do, a prospering nation, but it was done based on fraud. Majority of them would give short measurement, short weighing, and so forth. Hence Almighty Allah commands them, chapter 26 and verse 182, Wazinu bil qistas al mustaqim. Wazinu, and you must weigh the food, weigh the cement, weigh whatever things are supposed to be weighed, bil qistas, with such a balance and such a weighing that is mustaqim, that is fair and just. Not that when you receive, then you want full weighing, and when you give, then you give short weighing. Almighty Allah condemns this in very, very firm words and stern warning. Chapter 83, verses number 1 to verse number 6. Almighty Allah states, Waylul lil mutaffifin. Waylun, wadin, amiq, fi jahannam, a valley that is very, very deep there in the hellfire, meaning such people will be in one of the lowest dungeons and pits of the hellfire. Allah protect us all. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And do not give to the people a short measurement, anything that you are bartering and so forth, so you give them less than what you made the deal on, and you exploit the ignorance of the people. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Their merchandise, their goods. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. And do not spread on this earth the mayhem and chaos and terrorism, as people call nowadays. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. And fear Almighty Allah who created you. One day you have to stand in the court of Almighty Allah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Chapter 83 and the first 5-6 verses. All humanity will stand in the court of Almighty Allah, and there will be no attorney, advocate, senior counsel. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone will come individually, and that will be our reckoning. So وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Fear Almighty Allah who created you. وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And the previous nations as well. Who created Adam and Eve? Who created Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, all the prophets and messengers, and everything in the entire universe? There is only one creator, and he is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that is our invitation. Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. Say ya Rasul Allah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way, my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah, ala basiratin, with firm conviction, ana wa manittaba'ani, I and those who follow me immaculately. So every day invite to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We make dua for all of you, Muslim and non-Muslim. And we make special dua this morning in the darkness of the night with Allah's mercy for the pastor Van Wyk as well, and took his name. Allah Jalla Wala show him the true light. And our brother Ibrahim Anderson says he knows him very well. And he made a chilling statement and said that he, Brother Ibrahim Anderson, when he informed Pastor Van Wyk that he's embracing Islam, then he started crying. You see, because now he's wondering why he's getting left behind, or he's crying why he left Christianity. So remember that with the grace, mercy, and the benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, last night at around 9:25, 12 people, 7 brothers, 5 sisters embraced Islam. We thank Almighty Allah. This is the wasila barakah of the Master Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our brother Ibrahim Anderson and the team. Barakallahu fiqh. So let us take you nationally, globally, internationally, around the world, and tell you what's happening with news, views, and interviews. You see, America, Russia, there's always double agents. So one of the biggest double agents of America, his name Robert Hansen. So he joined the FBI in 1969 and so forth. And then in the 70s, he built up ties with the Russians. And he was a double agent. And now last night, he's found dead in his cell, in his jail and prison cell. Now my question to the Americans is that what happened to the cameras? Or did you all pull another Maxwell job there? You see that Maxwell Einstein or whatever, the sex predator, the guy of Lolita, and Bill Clinton was involved, Prince Andrew was involved, big, big high-profile guys. Suddenly the man is found dead. There they gay, they said suicide. The fairy tale story. When we ask them what happened to the cameras, they say, no, the cameras that night were not working. Come pull another one, man. We can't be so foolish and naive, you know. So this is America, remember this. One of their biggest double agents, Robert Hansen, dead. And let me tell you from now, there is much more to the story. Don't believe what the Western media is going to tell you. Russia is giving, remember, this Ukraine a thrashing of their lives. You must remember that. Even Zelensky can't answer that. Russia say they killed over 200 people and more. We all know both sides is propaganda. So one side tells the other side, you know what? When we kill your men, then the sins are forgiven. The other side says, no, when we kill your men, then they go to paradise and so forth. So all this propaganda war, you know, the first casualty in war is the truth. But this much we can confirm, Russia is winning and giving Ukraine, NATO, and America and Europe a big bloody nose and a good thrashing. And he, Biden, will regret the day he said, we have started World War III. He thought it would be a walk in the park. He couldn't even walk straight and he tripped down. Now you go to the Caribbean, and that is Haiti, Port of Spain, and these places. So much rain and floods, 42 people drowned, dead, finished, end of the story there. And thousands, 30,000, 20,000, now which one you want to believe. So people displaced, people had to run for their lives, and so forth and so on. France giving $3 billion from the fiscus, remember, for all they are, you know, computers and so forth and what. They say we can't rely on foreigners, let us build our own infrastructure and so forth. Our son, our beloved brother, Mohammed Tamimi, he looks like an angel. Just look at him. and 2 years old, murdered, remember, by the Israeli Defense Force, and his father. It was a double assassination. How can it be a mistake when you targeted the 2-year-old boy right on his head, you shot him? His father, you attacked him direct in his chest, in his heart. This is only the benevolence and mercy and grace, as the mayor of Ramallah said in the village of Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, that the man, the father, is still living. Therefore, make no mistake, you can quote me in any part of the world, the Israelis, the Jutlas, the Haramis are murderers of prophets and messengers, and they wanted to assassinate Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. They wanted to assassinate Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. See the words. Every word in the Quran, remember that there is beauty, glory, and understand the rhetoric and balagha. Fariqan kazzabtum, remember one group of the messengers, you Jutlas, you Jews, you rejected them. Wa fariqan taqtulun, and another group, you are trying to kill them. Even now, how what it means? Even now you want to exhume their bodies and so forth and so on and cause them harm. So this is how Allah exposed the Jewish agenda. And they wanted to murder Jesus and assassinate him. Allah protected, rescued him. They wanted to harm and assassinate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are baby killers. We endorse the words used by our minister and Ronnie Kestrels. Khafar laka Ronnie, they call him. The Red Ronnie. So, because you must remember, he used to speak the truth against the Jutlas, so they hated him. Baby killers they are, remember. Allah Jalla Wala dispatched them to Jahannam like their 3 brothers already dispatched to the hellfire. NATO is not prepared to fight Russia. One of their own generals have said so. You can't fight Russia, you'll get a good thrashing from them, and they're already getting it. In Russia, they love their vodka. You know, I've been there to Moscow and St. Petersburg. Everywhere you just see vodka and they drink and what and what. 18 people dead in Russia, alcohol poisoning and so forth. India, I told you. Allah ki lati be awaze. You Hindus who are listening, listen carefully. Last week, you know what happened? That the train crashed. More than 300 people dead. But then they lie and tell you 275. I'm telling you it's more than 300. But they know the people are furious. So now they downplay it and say 275. Now in this week, they on top of your Ganga, in top of your Ganges River, which you say is very holy. That's your business. But they put, remember, a big bridge there, over $200 million, and the whole bridge fell down and collapsed. Now I'm asking you, can this not be a punishment? One side the train, one collapsing, accident and people dying, thousands injured, and now the big bridge collapsing and falling and so forth. So remember, Zulam and oppression, Allah gives you a certain time. And then Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, remember there's no noise. My firm belief and conviction is this is punishment for the Indian regime for their rape mentality. They're raping the Muslim women. They're raping the Dalit, the untouchable, remember, and they get away with it just like Israel gets away with murder. So who is there? Go read the New York Times, go read the Western media, and they will tell you what's happening in Modi ji and RSS. You know RSS are the guys who murdered Gandhi. So that is what's happening in your India. Russian unemployment is at record low. 90%, 80% of the people are employed in Russia. Now you must remember this, that these people, that US, United States of America is panicking because Africa, certain countries are building more and more stronger ties with them. This is the president of Eritrea. He says, O West, for what you panicking? We, na Eritrea, I was there at their border. So you must remember that if you go there, you will see it's a small little country, small little airport and so forth. But they already telling America, for what you panicking? We will keep ties with whoever we want to. So this is what they want to bully. They're trying to bully India also. That you must now curtail your strong ties. But Modi is carrying on, buying more and more petrol, diesel, wheat, whatever they can buy, they're just buying left, right and center. And remember, the Arab teachers there in Palestine, occupied Palestine, will be the next target. So don't be surprised, the Israeli thugs, the terrorists, the mobs will come there to the schools and try and harm them. Now Pence enters the race. He says he wants to be the next president of America. So remember, one side will be Pence, one side will be Trump. So we go for Trump. We say Trump will beat them all. Yesterday Trump made a statement. He said there are only two genders. There is male and female. There is no third gender. You see, one young person was speaking with another person. So the first youngster said, I heard there are 58 genders. So the second guy answered, nay, there are only two genders. Masculine, feminine, male and female, Adam and Eve, not two genders. All the others, 56 or whatever you want to say, are mental disorders. So you must remember that. From birth, they say, no, you can't give the gender. When the child grows up, we'll ask him. So can't you see? Suddenly you became blind. So that is why this whole LGBT and all this agenda of Dajjal, the Antichrist and politicians must be rejected and condemned in the strongest term. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Aku of Newcastle with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage with Mona Arafat and myself, Inshallah Al-Aziz. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. And remember, in South Africa, I told you last night, a very funny incident took place. Funny meaning that people want us to believe. That doctor, she lost the case with cost. She has to pay for 2 advocates, you know, and how much they're going to charge her. And so she has to stay in jail and so forth. So with this bastard business. Then the person who was the investigating officer, after 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever the time is, suddenly he's found dead in the car. And then you want to tell me it's suicide. You be the judge. I don't buy that story. If you buy it, it's your business. But that is our South Africa, you must remember. All might Allah protect us all. And may all might Allah Jalla Wala grant everyone the protection and hifadat. Fallahu khairun hafidha. Wa huwa arhamur rahimeen. Allah alone is the best of protector. And He, Allah alone, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 64.
Let's start this morning, Ustad, with Father, the priest, Van Veek. He says, greeting, brothers. I cried indeed because we were classmates from the seminary until we graduated to be priests. Very good person in character, honest and truthful. He used to argue with our bishop, who later became a Muslim. Keep praying and guiding for us. Father Van Veek, Ustad.
Highly appreciated. I was hoping you're listening to this morning's program, Father, Pastor, Pope Van Veek. I promise you, this morning, 4:30, I was praying for you by name. And I begged Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, show this brother of ours, Pastor Van Veek, make him a Muslim, and let him become another ambassador of Islam. So, inshallah, just like my brother Ibrahim Anderson, he was a pastor, but in his student days, already he was telling his lecturers that this cannot be true. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu ma lam yahtalim, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj and pilgrimage, he was not even mature. then how come it became Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, and Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran? He says, Inni Sa'ulun wa Aqulun. I used to ask a lot of questions, and then I used to use my intelligence, which Allah blessed me with. So that is what we must do. So very good. You must probe, don't accept and just hurt mentality. I told you last night, Pastor, Father, Pope, whatever you want to call yourself, that Van Wyk, that remember, you must be the one to start doing independent critical thinking. We are only here to stimulate your minds, and don't become herd mentality. That is our function. That is our duty.
I've got a new listener who starts by the name of Sharon. She says, who is Jack Smith that is investigating on Donald Trump? Ustad.
So you must remember, they got not one, they got 100, maybe 1,000 investigators for Trump. They will have one, how many women he molested. Don't you know, my sister Sharon, regarding the Stormy affair, her name was Stormy. By the time I learn about Trump's girlfriends and mistresses, even I'll go crazy. You know how many women that guy slept with? He can't even remember and this type of things here. So they got somebody to check how many women he was busy with and how many women are making claims against him. One. Then they got against him. They want to see how he became a multi-billionaire and so forth. Trump says that my father left the estate. They say, your father left the estate, then how come you never paid taxes? So he paid the minimum taxes for any president of America. That was Trump. He pulled the Trump card, you see. Third one, he's a straight guy. Meaning, Sister Sharon, he hates all this LGBT. Even yesterday in his interview, he said there are only two genders, male and female. And that is what the deep state, they hated the most. And they know if they have elections this week, this month, June, next month, July, for example, we all know it's next year, November, Trump will run away with it, landslide victory. Amongst the Republicans, he will win, and against the Democrats, he will win. So what do? So now you have your personal targets against him. Character assassination. I'm not a fan of Trump. I say he's a narcissist. And when he speaks also, you see how he speaks. So, and 100%, he sold the Palestinians out, and he made all these Arab countries who so-called peace, he made them idiots and fools. Safaqatu Qarnin, you don't understand, that is Arabic term, my sister Sharon, that is the deal of the century. So that's how he made them fools and this type of things here. So my sister is not one, it's hundreds of people investigating. Why? They don't want, he must be a candidate and the president post 24 elections. That is the long and short of it.
I see Bobby says, what happened to Bill Gates, Ustad?
Bill Gates is in big problems also. You must remember that his marriage failed, and now he and this Elon Musk and all of them also got their own agendas, and they know that if they go into their track record of Gates, go and see what he did in India. That time there, he told them, we must give all the children, remember, this vaccine, the polio vaccine, this vaccine, how many hundred or thousand died and so forth. So it's all recorded. It's not some story, some TikTok story or TikTok story. This is reality in the ground and so forth. So Almighty Allah disgraces him. All these guys, you must remember, who want to harm humanity and they want the new world order. One by one, Allah Ta'ala is humiliating them, disgracing them in the international front and in the world media.
I see Brother Luke says, morning AK, is Benjamin Netanyahu a Jew and a Nazi? It sure seems like it is Israel today, Ustad.
100%, you must remember, you must say it like this, my brother. You must say BB, that's his nickname, Benjamin, right? Binyamin. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the longest serving prime minister of Israel, is 100% Jew. And he uses the Nazi tactics. Who said this? Kaufman said that. So you must press Kaufman and you must in your Google and say British Parliament and so forth and so on. He said, Kaufman said, in the British Parliament, I knew personally David Ben-Gurion. I knew, you understand, Golda Meir and all of them. But then I started seeing the policies of Israel and their defense force, and now they are behaving just like the Nazis, you see. And I am telling you, leave Nazis, they gone worse than the Nazis also. So therefore, we say the biggest terrorists and criminals on this earth are the Jutlas, the Haramis, and supported by who? By America. So these are Al-Khabithatul Al-Khabithin, the two parties who are immoral, impure, and both of them going to fall very soon, inshallah al-Aziz.
Dr. Sa wants to know, was Muhammad bin Qasim really the first Pakistani and founder of Pakistan, Ustaz?
So you must remember, the credit will not go to him. The credit will go to Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Doctor, you are under your commander-in-chief, and your commander-in-chief tells you, you must go to a certain place. And you pull off a magnificent, stunning victory against all odds. So who the credit must go to? To you or to the commander-in-chief? Must go to the commander-in-chief. So the commander-in-chief was Hajjaj bin Yusuf. People only know Hajjaj. He did this, he did this. Do you know Hajjaj put the Fatha, Kasra, Zabar, Zair in the Quran Sharif, the diacritical marks for us non-Arabs? Do you know Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah as it stands, is his structure? That meaning that with one door, and the door is raised on the eastern side. Hajjaj bin Yusuf is the one who conquered Xinjiang there in China and so forth. But the Ummah don't read anything. They busy with their Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitanhood. Where they got time? So go read about it. So he sent his nephew, you must remember, and Muhammad bin Qasim, Futiha Sindh, Summa Futiha al-Hind. Remember that sentence, doctor. I think you were from White River, and I don't know if you know, you're an Iraqi, right? So you are a Shia. I know that about, if you are that doctor. So you must remember that. Don't think I don't know. We got our jinnats running around also. So Futiha, and you know Arabic, right? So Futiha Sindh, Summa Futi al-Hind. So remember that first Sindh was conquered. Sindh is then Karachi, Pakistan, Hyderabad is Sindh. Then Thumma Futi al-Hind. Then India was conquered and so forth. So the conqueror will be he. That is Muhammad bin Qasim, but you must know the background. He's the nephew of Hajjaj bin Yusuf and so forth and so on. So that is how it started.
He says, I'm the same doctor, but I don't think you know much of my history, Ustad.
I read your whole history. Remember that, and I'm not impressed at all. You deceived the people. You said the son of Karbala. And you're not the son of Karbala. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu said that the Shias murdered him. And you are supporting the Shias. Big question mark, doctor. Why you deceived the people? I read son of Karbala thinking I'm to read of Sayyidina Hussein. Then I read about a Shia doctor. Is that not deception, like your muta and prostitution?
Sure. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Listen to this one, Ustad. Mufti Akid. There's agents robbing people and they say it's not them. It's the Saudi embassy. Please elaborate, Ustad.
You know, in life, Quran says, Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. When people, you must remember, are guilty. So what they will do? That they will make some fairy tale excuse. Walau alqa ma'adhira. I give you example. A Muslim, general, normally, right? I am driving, Mona Arafat is driving, this one is driving. Now we're driving 180, 190, 170. Yeah, the police come out from somewhere. Say, what's wrong with you? Why are you driving so fast? He said, no, my grandmother passed away. And if the Maulana is a sharpshooter, he say, I didn't tell him when my grandmother passed away. You see, we come with our fairy tale stories like that, and we try and just say, well, honestly, I lied, and I don't want to pay the ticket or whatever, and so forth and so on. So like that it is, you see. So if you ask, the agents are not running a charity show, you know. They're going to make money out of this. Sure. I had people here, when was it now? On Sunday Asr time. So they're leaving this week or so. They took the best hotels. They took, you must remember, Oberoi in Medina Munawwara, and they took, you must remember, this hotel Daru Tawheed, the Intercontinental in Makkah. It's the best hotels, five star, all this. So my cousin and I said, how much you pay for? He said, no, I'm going for 3-week package, 180, 190,000. The special services, no. If your special services means you come nearer to the Satan and Lucifer and that. But this is not Shaitan. This is just symbolic. They say we have to pay 90 to 90. Can you believe that? 1,000 and extra for that if you want this. So now you tell me, who can afford that? By the time you start finishing up, it's 300,000 for special services and your Hajj and 3 weeks only. But you see, he's rich, so he's okay. So you must remember, now who is to blame? So you blame the agent and you blame the Saudi regime. MBS is a murtad. He slashed the price of oil, the production by 1 million barrels a day. For what? Because the price of oil must shoot up, must go up and increase. You can't be so simple, you must remember that. We are no financial wizard and so forth. But that much common sense we can have. If they cut production, and he told the African countries, Nigeria and them, you also must cut production. Putin is teaching him some brains, you must remember. We must do this ABC. Don't worry of America and that I'll take care of them. So he's playing the double game. He doesn't know double agents. You see what happened to Robert. Robert, they finished him up in the prison, you must remember. That is how they play the game.
But okay, is it true that the Hindutva are killing the Christians in India as we speak? Why is the Christians' world silent to start?
Yeah, that's a good question. Write it down, my brother. The place name is Manipur, M-A-N-I-P-U-R. And 100%, you must remember the Hindutva, and that is the Indian ideology, that Hindus must be in charge. Everybody else is second, third, fourth class, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Sikh, and so forth. And they harm everybody. They burn their churches, they kill so many people, they imprison others, and people have to run for their lives. Go read in Manipur and see what is happening. The Christian world, they've lost Christianity and their moral compass. The whole world today, Muslim, Christian, Hindu, whoever, 90%, 80% are only interested in making money. You must remember that. China, so much abuse and so forth and so on against the Uyghur Muslims. Who stopped doing trade with them? Every country is cutting. America came to its senses. It says, no, let us change now. Let us start dialogue and all these type of things. They know they'll get good hiding from Russia and China. So everybody. So India is now the Silicon Valley, the masters in computers and technology. So they have to do all these things. So inshallah, remember, it's totally wrong. We reject that. Remember this. We must speak when there's injustice taking place. 6 o'clock news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Thereafter Fajr Azan. And thereafter Mawlana Khalid. 7 o'clock Mawlana Zaid, inshallah. Make dua. Pray to Almighty Allah. And pray for our brother, our pastor, Van Wyk. Allah guide him and show him the true light as well. We pray for you and humanity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.